السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers, also sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers. Whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala plans, whatever He wills, happens. Insan laakh chahe to kya hota hai? Wohi hota hai jo manzoor e khuda hota hai. Insan laakh chahe to kya hota hai? Wohi hota hai jo manzoor e khuda hota hai. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that he recognized Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by the breaking of his plans or the non-fulfillment of his plans. Like the person has planned to do something and if it doesn't get fulfilled and you made use of all the asbab and means for the fulfillment, then you realize and recognize that there is someone above who is controlling. Therefore, as believers in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we are obliged to make use of our intellect, the willpower, and do everything right. After that, the decision will be made by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the plan was not to have a majlis tonight and have on Monday. Instead, it went the other way around, that we are having it tonight and there will be no majlis on Monday night. I'm going to Johannesburg, inshallah. We started this, or commenced with this, very beautiful nasihat in poetry form, and then we could not complete. Ishqe buta ke karb se kulfate do jahamili. عشقِ بتاں کے کرب سے کلفتِ دو جہاں ملی. ذکرِ خدا کے نور سے فرحتِ دو جہاں ملی. ذکرِ خدا کے نور سے فرحت دو جہاں ملی. عشق بتاں کے کرب سے کلفت دو جہاں ملی. This is very very relevant to our youth, and not only to youth but both adult, male, female, and youth, everyone. Everyone has got a passion for something or the other. There is a passion in the heart of everyone, a desire in the heart of everyone for something or the other. People want to give their hearts to some idol or the other. Some people worship the idol made of stones. And when we worship our passions, so we have made our passions our idols. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. When the person fulfills his passion. And here we are talking about those passions which are displeasing to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So then that person has made that passion his God, the idol that he is worshipping. And when he is going to do that as a believer, then it is going to bring anxieties, worries, problems, pain, suffering, agony, distress, all kinds of problems will arise, because he is a believer in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to purify him here and give him the best in the akhirat. So the person will suffer those consequences. Then if he realizes his mistake, makes tawbah, makes istighfar, then of course Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give him those rewards that he has promised for those who make istighfar and tawbah. But if the person continues in that line, then he will face nothing but destruction, sooner or later. If not in this world, then in the akhirah. But mostly in this world, it starts off. Those who have given their hearts to illicit beloveds, you go and ask them if they enjoy their sleep, or do they get restlessness the whole night. How many of them, they say, this mix-it chat line business, the whole night they are chatting. And then in school they sleep. Or otherwise they have the phone there too in the back row, and they carry on and continue. There's just no end to it. It's restlessness. The person in his business he is, but his mind is somewhere else and he's restless. He's at home with his wife, but because he has given his heart to some other illicit beloved, so therefore he is restless. Nothing but restlessness. Or if he has given his heart to anything else besides a human being or person, then too it is the same thing. If that passion of his is illegal according to Islamic law and Sharia, anything that he is doing which is against the Quran and Sunnah, but because his desire is that I want to achieve a certain thing, irrespective of whether it comes through halal or haram sources, he has sab kuch andar, halal, haram, sab kuch andar, lekin phir bhi hai mast kalandar. So now the person, if he wants it that way, he cannot. So the moment the person wants what his heart desires, whether it is halal or haram, is unconcerned. Whether he is breaking the laws of Sharia, the Quran and Sunnah, he is unconcerned. So then he will get kulfate do jahan, restlessness of both worlds, distress in both worlds. He will experience it, whether you like it or not. He can have all the luxuries of the world, but the heart, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the one who puts happiness in there, or puts sorrow and grief and pain in there. Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives sukoon in there, or he gives restlessness there. Depends on what we do, what our amal and actions are. So, ishqe butan ke karv se kulfate do jahan mili. Kulfate do jahan. Both worlds, this world and the hereafter, nothing but distress and restlessness. What is the benefit of that? Live a life of taqwa, piety, and it is not something impossible. And we are not saying that whole night you must make wazifa, read some wazifa, nothing. Stay away from sins, fulfill your faraiz, wajibat, invite towards good, stop from evil, finish. The person can be waliullah. So, ishqe buta ke karb se, kulfate do jahan mili. Zikre khuda ke noor se, raah farhate do jahan mili. And the opposite of that is zikre khuda. Remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In every move, in every action, in everything that we do, we remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Once again, that beautiful example, if it has come to mind, why should we leave it? That when Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum was down here in Durban, so one little child was brought to him, and Hazrat gave him one toffee or sweet. So the child turned his head away and looked at the father. When the father said, take it, Hazrat is giving you, take it. So then he took the toffee. So to us this means nothing. It happens every day in our lives and we don't take any lessons. But the Allah Wallahs, from everything they take lesson, ibrat in everything. She said, this little baby or little child, this little child has taught us such an important lesson. That when I, who was a stranger to him, gave him that toffee, so the child turned its head away, looked at the father first. What is the instruction of the father? Must I take it or not? When the father said, yes, take it, then he took it. So the child looked towards the Abba, the father. And the mu'min, the believer, looks first towards the Rabbah. Must I accept it or not? So that was just a toffee which was wrapped in some shining paper. In the same way, we get lots of toffees on the streets. Brown, white, black, all color toffees. Beautiful packaging and wrappings. So there we must look at Rabbah and ask Allah, are you happy or pleased with my accepting this toffee or not? If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is unhappy and displeased, so then we will distance ourselves, we will lower our gaze no matter what kind of pressure comes on the heart. Then we will get that sukoon, then we will get that halawat-e-imani. We don't want to try it out. Once or twice we lower our gaze and after that once again we say, gave up. So then how do we expect that sweetness to come into the heart? Then we'll get nothing but kulfate do jahan. So in the zikr-e khuda, there is rahate do jahan. The person is comfortable that if my death has to come in this state, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. If the person is talking with his wife, with his children, and death comes. So although he was not reading Quran Sharif, he was not in namaz, but there was nothing to fear. It was his wife, it was his sister, it was his aunt. But if he is with some illicit beloved in some hotel room, or in some flat, or in some other place that he thought that nobody was watching, and if death comes there, so then will the person get some kind of respect, and so there'll be embarrassment, shame for the family of the person that left in this condition, and for him also in the akhirat. So ishq-e butan ke karb se kulfate do jahan mili, zikr-e khuda ke noor se farhate do jahan mili. There's noor in the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And with that noor, the person gets sukoon in his heart. And that remembrance I've explained many times is wherever we are, whatever we are doing, then we find out what our Allah ta'ala is pleased with and what He is displeased with. What He is pleased with, we do, and what He is displeased with, we distance ourselves from. Ishq-e butan ke karb se kulfat do jahan mili, zikr-e khuda ke noor se farhat do jahan mili. Ey mere khaliq-e jahan, tujh pe fida ho meri jaan. Ey mere khaliq-e jahan, tujh pe fida ho meri jaan. Lazzat-e-zikr se tere راحت دو جہاں ملی, لذت ذکر سے تیرے راحت دو جہاں ملی. اے میرے خالق جہاں, تجھ پہ فدا ہو میری جان. We are the creation of Allah تبارک و تعالی. He has given us life. This life must be sacrificed at the door of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in that sacrifice that we are going to make for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, of our life, Allah ta'ala will not take away the life. He will give us 100 lives. What sacrifice will we really be making? Sacrifice of our evil desires, that's all. Halal food Allah ta'ala has given us so much. So many things are halal which we can eat. So many kinds of clothes we can wear. It's not that the person has to be in torn and tattered clothes to be a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he chose that life for himself. But for us it is the sharia. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not keep a single coin with him. He didn't have a spare set of clothes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's room, 2x2 room, which one of us can stay like that? So for us he gave us the sharia. There were sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala unhum ajma'een. Of all categories, the very poor, the middle class, the rich. But yet they were all sahabas and they were radiallahu anhum wa radu an. So what is really important is that the person must be obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One person went to Allahabad by Mawlana Wasiullah Rahmatullah alayhi, great wali of Allah Ta'ala, he passed away. And I mentioned many times his incident, that he used to always say, Phool kya daloge turbat pe meri, are tum se khak bhi na dali jayegi. Where will you put flower on my grave? Left hand first. Where will you put flower on my grave? You will not be able to put even sand. And people could not understand that, why does he read this so much? But he passed away on the way to Hajj in the ship. And then he was buried, or he was put into the sea till the day of Qiyamah. Now Hajj upon Hajj sawab you will get. So one person went and he saw that he's living in a nice good condition and he was eating some pista badam. So this person said that this man can never be a wali of Allah Ta'ala, because we read in the kitabs that the wali of Allah Ta'ala must tie stone on his belly, then he's a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sahabas tied stones. So now they tied stones and this buzruk is tying pista badam. So how can he be wali of Allah Ta'ala? So that bewakuf, that stupid person, he went away from them. That's jahalat. Yes, there must be ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ahkam. So ishqe butan ki karb se kulfat do jahan mili, ay mere khaliq jahan tujh pe fida ho meri jaan. Let us make a little bit of sacrifice of our evil desires for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and then see what Allah Ta'ala gives in return. How can a person explain kayfiyat, what Allah Ta'ala gives in the heart? There's no words for that. Jo bhi fida hai dosto khaliq kainat par, jo bhi fida hai dosto khaliq kainat par, uski khiza mein bhi mujhe khushbu-e bosta mili. Dekh ke meri chashm tar, sun ke hamari aah ko, dekh ke meri chashm tar, sun ke hamari aah ko, unko hamare ishq ki muft mein daasta mili. Dekh kar mere chashme tar, looking at the tears that roll down my cheeks, looking at the tears that come off my eyes, dekh kar meri chashme tar, sun ke hamari aah ko. And when the aah of the Allah wala has come out from the depths of the hearts, unko hamare ishq ki muft mein daastan mili, the person then does not have to be told that Allah wala has got his ishq with someone, with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And what enjoyment he is getting in that ishq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What kind of waves of muhabbat are flowing on his heart. Free of charge we get that dasta. Dekh ke meri chashm tar, sun ke hamari aah ko, unko hamare ishq ki muft mein daasta mili. Aapki yaad ae khuda haasil kainat hai, aapki yaad hai khuda haasil kainat hai aapke naam se mujhe neemat do jahan mili. We can go on and on, but the most important thing is that we have to take the first steps towards trying to achieve that connection with our beloved Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And all that is required is a little bit of suppression of the evil desires of our nafs. That's all. One step on the nafs and the next step is by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Not even two steps, just one step on the nafs. Our failure is that when there is a demand from the nafs, then we totally forget what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's demand is. Nafs desires zina, say hazir janab. Nafs desires lustful glances, hazir janab. Nafs desires haram, earnings through casinos, through gambling dens, through cheating, deceiving, then the person gives in to the demand of his nafs. So if that person is going to keep on giving in to the demand of his nafs, so then he can never get this connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which he is desirous of. This is a majlis of zikr, so therefore we discuss these issues which deal with islah of nafs. Other majalis, other things are discussed. If you go to an eye specialist, the eye specialist only checks the eyes. Now he doesn't ask you about your ingrown toenail. Now if the person comes out from there and he says, what kind of eye specialist? He didn't even ask me about the ingrown toenail. So majlis of zikr, this is what we discuss. Islah of nafs. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless me, bless you, and the entire ummah with it. The moment we get this connection with Allah Ta'ala, we'll find all our problems fading. Inshallah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह जल जलालुहु ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا
ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai dil mera ho jaye ek maidan-e-hu tu hi tu dil mera ho jaye ek maidan-e-hu tu hi tu aur mere tan mein bajaye aab-o-gil dard-e-dil غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر Allahu Allah 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 Allahu Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، سنوں میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں، سنوں میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں، مزہ جائے مولا دل بدل دے، مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے، مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے، الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی اشرف المرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین، یا ارحم الراحمین، یا اکرم الاکرمین، یا غیاث المستغیثین، یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث، یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث، یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث، یا ذا الجلال والاکرام، یا ذا الجلال والاکرام، یا ذا الجلال والاکرام، یا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرین، او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، مائی رحیم اللہ، مائی کریم اللہ، او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ اللہ، موسٹ کمپیشنٹ اللہ، موسٹ لونگ اللہ، most generous Allah, most kind Allah, most tolerant Allah, O my Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah, O my most beautiful Allah. O my most beautiful Allah. This part of the night we have extended our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. We took your Mubarak name, Salat and Salam upon Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we extended our begging bowls before you. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. This very moment you are looking at us. Ya Allah, you are listening to us. Oh my Allah, you are not like an idol of stone that does not listen, does not speak, does not see, does not know, cannot help. Oh my beloved Allah, you are omnipotent, omnipresent. You attach these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. Ya Allah, we are therefore seeking from you. Your treasures are unlimited, my beloved Allah. Your treasures are unlimited. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness to forgive each and every one of us. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you, ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our life. From the time we became of age up till now, my beloved Allah. Mountains of sins, oceans of sins. We are drowning in the ocean of sins. But my beloved Allah, we are ashamed. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan. Where do we go, my beloved Allah? There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can tap at another door. But if you have to chase us away, if you have to reject us, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, then my beloved Allah, where do we go? There is no one for us besides you. Hum tere dar ke pyar sawali hai. Ey Allah, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Puri ummat e muslima ke gunahon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, open the doors of forgiveness for the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Open the floodgates of mercy for the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah. Man has made dynamite sticks. They blow up huge mountains. Ya Allah, what is there for you to blow away the mountains of our sins? Oh my beloved Allah, man has made computer chips. They record millions of pieces of information. Just one press of the delete button and no information is left on that chip. My beloved Allah. My beloved Allah. My beloved Allah. Press the delete button of our sins. Hamare gunahon ki chip par delete button daba de. My beloved Allah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. There are so many in hospitals, in clinics, in homes. So many amongst us who are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Bless us with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick. Cure us of all the spiritual ailments also. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy, of envy. Why should we be envious and jealous of what you bless others with when there is no shortage in your treasures? Why should we not seek from your treasures, my beloved Allah? Ya Allah, remove from our hearts evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, bless us with a life of taqwa, a life of piety. Bless us with your ma'rifat, bless us with yaqeen in you, bless us with tawakkul and trust in you, my beloved Allah. Our trust, my beloved Allah, has been transferred to material things. The means which you created for us, we have begun to trust. Ya Allah, place our trust in you alone. My beloved Allah, bless us with a life of tawakkul, of qanaat, of shukr. Ya Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of ma'rifat. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan are our declared enemies. They want to see nothing but destruction in this world, in the qabr and in the akhirat. They want to drag us down the gutters of humiliation, disgrace, suffering, anxieties, restlessness, distress and worries and problems. My beloved Allah, you want to give us a life of sukoon, of happiness, of contentment, of satisfaction. We are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahata hu main teri pada. Oh my beloved Allah, help and assist us. We are being lashed by storms of fitnas from all sides. Storms from our right, storms from our left. Fitnas from in front of us, fitnas behind us, fitnas pouring from the satellites above us. Fitnas, my beloved Allah, in our homes, in our businesses, in our colleges, in our universities.
Fitna is even in our masajid. Musical tones on cell phones can be heard in our masajid. In the Haram Sharif, in the Haramain Sharifain, just near the Rauza-e Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fitna has evented everywhere. Ah, my beloved Allah, that Nabi of yours, that beloved Rasul of yours, that Mahbub of yours, Ya Allah, who sacrificed everything for the sake of the Ummat. How much he was troubled, how much he was punished, how much he was tortured. How much, my beloved Allah, he sacrificed for the sake of the Ummat. In Taif he was stoned, in Uhud he was stoned. Ah, my beloved Allah, that mataf where we make tawaf so easily, that Haram Sharif where we make sajda without any pain and problem. Ya Allah, when he went into sajda, intestine of animal on his back, that park clean, pure Nabi. Ya Allah, 3 solid years ostracized and boycotted in Shaab ibn Abi Talib. Mere Allah, when he is informed that ummat for whom you cried so much, the ummat for whom so much of your blood was shed, the ummat in discos, cinemas, theatres, rave clubs, gambling dens, haram sites on the internet, filthy movies on the television screen, in zina, in fraud. Ah, my Allah, what kind of pain and injury we are causing to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mere pyare Nabi ke nazuk dil ko hum kitna sadma pahuncha rahe. Mere Allah, mere pyare Allah, ab to maaf kar de. Change the condition of our lives. Change the direction of our hearts. It is not difficult for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Ya Allah, bless us with the tawfiq of performing our salat 5 times a day for the men folk with jamaat as far as possible. Fasting in Ramadan, giving zakat if due, going for hajj if farz. My beloved Allah, bless us with rizq which is 100% halal. Amen. Don't let one morsel of haram go down our throats. Amen. Ya Allah, when our homes are on interest, our carpets on interest, our curtains on interest, our furniture on interest, the groceries we purchase on interest, the clothes we wear on our bodies on interest, how do we expect barakat then? Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to earn that which is pleasing to you. Make our livelihood 100% halal. Distance us from everything that is haram. My beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our time, barakat in our lives, barakat in our children. Ya Allah, barakat in the food. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our health. Oh my beloved Allah, barakat has left our homes, our lives. There is no barakat anymore, my beloved Allah. We acknowledge that it is because of our sins, but we are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, amongst us are extremely weak people, old people, feeble people, little children. Oh, my beloved Allah, you are watching your tears of shame, of nadabat. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not advertising our sins. We are not broadcasting our sins, my beloved Allah. We are turning towards you, expressing remorse and regret. Ya Allah, accept our duas. Amen. My beloved Allah, remove the conditions of adversity in this country and around the world. Change it to that of prosperity. Ya Allah, the ummah is suffering everywhere. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Bless each and every one with iman and Islam. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. But those who have become obstinate, they've made up their minds, they will never accept Islam. They will continue with the persecution, the torture. the tyranny, the oppression and suppression of the Ummah. They will continue with bombarding their homes. They will continue destroying their lives and properties. Ya Allah, then use your heavy forces against them. Ya Allah, send the azab that you sent upon the nations of the past who troubled the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam and rejected them. Ya Allah, send gale force winds against them. Send flood waters against them. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause their planes to crash, their ships to sink. Create division amongst their ranks. Disunity amongst their ranks. Unite the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, change the condition of the hearts of the rulers of Muslim governments. Ay Allah, give them the tawfiq to implement Islam, Islamic Sharia in their countries. Ya Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Hum bahut kamzor hai, zareef hai, natawa hai. Hum sab kuch hai, bande magar tere. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan. Ya Allah, ek din tere paas aana hai. We have to come to you one day. We have to return to you. We have to account for our actions and our deeds. Ya Allah, how are we going to account? Ya Allah, when a person is arrested, he covers his face. He does not want the reporters to take his photograph. He does not wish to be seen due to embarrassment. My beloved Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, in the presence of billions of ummatis, don't bring any embarrassment, shame and disgrace upon us. Ya Allah, let us enter Jannat without any reckoning. Let us cross pull Sirat like lightning and enter into Jannat with my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah. My beloved Allah. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of hashar, azab of akhirat. My beloved Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, rave club, gambling den, adultery, fornication, prostitute quarters, or any kind of haram action. My Allah, the angel of death gives no warnings. Where he will strike, when he will strike, we are unaware. Give us the realization, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, accept each and everyone's du'as. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much he cried for the ummat. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's deen has become yateem around the globe. Aaj ummat-e-muslima ke sar par haath pherne wala koi nahi raha. By Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Gasht alim ijtimaat ko qubool farma. Masajid madaris khankao ko qubool farma. Accept all the institutions of deen and all the works of deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Ya Allah, how much he begged for us, how much he cried for us. Bless us and the entire ummah with all the goodness that he asked for us. Ya Allah, and from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us, our wives, our children, our families, and the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after making your zikr, my Allah. Fulfill their wishes, fulfill their desires, fulfill their good intentions and aspirations. And oh my Allah, you are well aware of the suffering, the hardship, the difficulties, Allah, the problems, the pain, the deaths that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night is experiencing. My beloved Allah, with your fazl, with your ihsan, remove their pain, suffering, difficulties, hardships and problems. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا, میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی راز. کوئی تجھ سے کچھ, کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے, الہی میں تجھ سے طلبگار تیرا. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.